Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues from Staples Center in Los Angeles. It is the Celtics and the Lakers. You probably knew that by now. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. It's been like 4 days in Southern California. You still have the cold?
Yep.
I know. I do, too. It's almost the worst when you're in. It's not really warm weather, but it almost feels like it should be gone by now, but.
Yeah, I don't think we can really complain about the weather, but it's not your typical March days in Southern California, that's for sure.
Because the Golden State game was high profile and it was national TV and they are Golden State, when you're in the league for a while, you really start to appreciate the merit of the Wednesday win in Sacramento a lot more, don't you?
You really do. And, you know, it's like I told our guys after the game against Golden State. Golden State's a better team. Obviously, in Sacramento, they've had the championship runs. They're loaded up and down their roster. They've got experience. But just based on how they played and how we played, we knew that the Sacramento game was going to be a lot tougher. Sacramento came with unbelievable, you know, enthusiasm and passion. That's a game they needed. And, you know, they've been really, really hard to beat, both at home and on the road. They're a great story in the league. I love their young core. Coach Yeager's done a great job with them, and they just play exceptionally hard and very, very difficult to beat. And we were fortunate to get out of there with a win.
The connectivity that we have been talking about over and over again, it just seems as good as it was against Golden State. And it was. It was a spectacular performance. It almost seems there's more value to it in an environment and a situation like that.
Well, we needed everybody. Obviously, with Kyrie out, that puts a lot of pressure on everybody else to play well, and we weren't perfect, but we were playing very hard. And as I said after the game, we're all glad Gordon made that last shot, because if that thing goes overtime, you know, we're probably in trouble with how much energy we had exuded over the past 27 hours.
I glanced back at our pregame chats over the last month. Funny what you do when you get a couple of days between games. And in the last month, we have had these little sidebar conversations about Kyrie, about Jason. We've talked about Jalen, Aaron coming back, Gordon, obviously, Terry, and even Brad and Chemi. And I thought, you know what? I was looking at all those guys. I'm thinking it's almost perfect in a way that we haven't talked about Al at all, because it's probably exactly the way he wants it. And, you know, you start from the naked eye. We're watching all these games, so you know how well he's been playing at such a high level for so long. And then you start looking and realize this has been 2.5 months now of him playing at an extremely high level.
Extremely high level. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to him. And then, I think some credit goes to our training staff as well. I mean, you know, noticing and him being open enough to say, you know, I'm not feeling perfect. And, you know, looking at a guy that has been there, done that for a long time, and saying, okay, let's just take 2 or 3 weeks and get that knee feeling 110%. And ever since then, he's really taken off. And not only during the games that he missed, but during the games where he had the minutes restriction, you know, those are tough games to play and, you know, kind of manage. But he did a great job of that, and he's felt great ever since. You know, one of my challenges, one of the things that I need to do over the next month is make sure that we are playing our best, that we can move in the right direction, but that we can get him appropriate rest.
I've always been fascinated by guys that can impact a game without really scoring. And when you think about this league, it tends to be older players. Chemi, without playing a lot, and at a very young age, is you can almost see the trajectory how he's going to become one of those guys.
He is. And, you know, I thought the hustle plays were huge the other day, but you know, I said this yesterday in the media. He might be the most improved player on our team, and I told him this in a one-on-one meeting. And the tough part about that is nobody else has gotten a chance to really see that and know that because of our roster situation. Because he's, you know, behind a bunch of wings, and you know, the minute that you play or when you start playing a 10th guy, when we're fully healthy, it really takes away from the minutes and opportunities of everybody else. So it's one of the decisions that we've had to make that has not been easy nor fun, is to play him a little bit less. And yet here he is. He's a great worker. He's probably improved as much as anybody. And if we're down a wing, if we're down a body, you know, we're not going to have much drop-off. He's going to be able to come in and play and help us.
You've read everything that's going on out here, fading from the playoff race. Ingram shut down today. Lonzo Ball likely to follow, so I'm sure you are expecting them just to come out and lay down here against the Celtics on national TV, right?
I was talking to Danny about this a little bit yesterday, like, and he always, you know, he always talks about all the years that he's been in the league and these games towards the end of the season. We're not even really that close right now. We still have 16 games left when, you know, guys get opportunities and guys take advantage of opportunities. And, oh, by the way, they still have the greatest player of this generation on the court tonight. And you know, a guy that was a four-time All-Star for us that, you know, has beaten us pretty good ever since he left us.
What makes them, you know, when you break them down, there's sort of this perception. Again, you're not really following the perceptions, but the outside perception is that defensively, they haven't been the numbers don't really back that up, that they've been better in that phase of the game than people think. When they are successful, and obviously they got a lot of guys out tonight, what has made them successful outside of the obvious thing of having LeBron?
Well, defensively, they have a switchy lineup with LeBron at the five. Now, obviously, when you're missing Kuzma and Ingram, you're missing a little bit of that. So you probably play a little bit more of McGee at the five and then the backups, Muscala and Wagner. Wagner's been playing really good the last few games. So that changes how you want to guard at the end of the game some. But the way that they've countered that is to blitz a little bit more, especially with those guys. And against Kyrie, we're used to seeing blitzes all over the court. We expect to see a lot of switching and blitzing tonight.
I'm watching Rondo out here now, and he's sort of talking to some of the people that, you know, myself included, he was around for so many years. Everyone has a very different external opinion. Yours, I think, is unique because of the specific time in his career and in yours that you spent with him. And I always found the relationship between the two of you with, you know, from an IQ standpoint and a basketball standpoint, I thought it was really interesting that you two were around each other when you were.
Yeah, it's funny. We were laughing about this today, like, you know, every time we've played him since he left, we've been on national TV. Every time we played when I was with him, we were never on
That's
TV.
Right.
So, you know, I think that I've really enjoyed watching his growth from afar. I think the year that I came in was really tough on him. It was the end of an era. You know, Paul and KG were gone. Jason Terry was gone. Rondo was coming off the ACL. He really didn't play to his full physical capability that season and never played in back-to-backs. Only played like 20 games that entire year, didn't get back till late January. And by then, we were pretty much out of the playoff picture. And then the next year, I thought he started and was looking like he was going to have a great, great year entering training camp. And the Friday before training camp, he breaks his hand and misses all of training camp and still started off the year pretty well. But you could tell he had a little bit of his burst back. So I never felt like in those year and 18 games or whatever it was that I really got a whole lot of a chance with him. I think it was 40 total games. But I really enjoyed the way he thinks. He bought into some things, you know, embraced some things that were a lot different probably that I think were helped because he was willing to do that. You know, we do some different zoning and we do some of that on situations. And I thought Rondo really, you know, he seemed to enjoy that and thought that these were new, unique challenges. And I think, as we all know, Rondo likes unique challenges.
That is absolutely true. You reference Danny. You're around Danny all the time. You're around Max a little bit. This has been 6 years of this organization. Can you get the ancillary feel that it does not matter where either of these teams are in the standings, that this is always going to mean something a little more?
Yeah, I think you get it. You know it. You can turn on all the ESPN 30 for 30s. You can turn on all the specials on, you know, NBC Sports, and everybody else has done one. But when you walk into the building, you know it even more. And so I think that ultimately, you know, as I told our guys a couple of years ago when we had already secured a playoff bid and they were, you know, in the maybe the high teens or low 20s of wins, like, take a minute and say, you know, remind yourself in early April that you're now playing in a Lakers-Celtics game. Think back to when you were a kid and think about how much of a dream that would be just to get to sit on the end of the bench in one of those games. And a lot of you are getting a chance to play. I think we recognize how special these opportunities are.
Latest chapter next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.